And welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is December 25th, 2021. Merry Christmas! I hope you woke up to lots of presents and all that nonsense. bah humbug, right? So, yeah, it's Christmas has always been a weird one in my family. I come from a divided religious household, and so, you know, Christmas was always kind of a controversial topic around my family. But, and I just, for myself, I just don't, I'm atheist, and so I don't know. I just don't really get into it that much, other than, I will say this, okay, this is the fifth Christmas, that I haven't been able to be with, the boy that I rescued from Syria. The first Christmas, in 2016, I was just learning about his situation, and so, you know, I had no expectations for him to be with me on Christmas. But every Christmas since then, since I rescued him and we went through that whole situation and everything, like, it's really been hard, honestly, to process it, process Christmas, because I just want so badly to have him with me. He is a boy who grew up, you know, loving American culture and wanting to be an American, and Christmas was something that he never got to experience, and he has always wanted that. You know, he's always wanted to be able to experience Christmas and kind of the joy of that for himself. And I want very badly, very, very badly to give that to him. And seeing Christmas through his eyes has been something new for me, and so now Christmas means a little bit more to me because of him, you know. I mean, my heart aches for him, you know. I only have two more years, you know, left before I can maybe bring him to the United States and give him Christmas forever, you know. So, anyway, I'm not going to cry today, okay? But I did receive probably the best gift from him for this Christmas. Baby boy has overcome long odds, okay, to be where he's at today. I mean, obviously he was going to die in Syria, and He always held fast to the dream that he was going to come to America and be free. And he taught himself English by watching Hannah Montana videos. You know, his English was good when I met him, but he needed a lot of work because Syrian schools are just terrible. And he worked hard. And this Christmas, he passed all of his tests for his first certificate in IT training in Australia. So, you know, he went from that situation to where he's at now. He's worked really, really hard, and I am beyond proud of him. So, and maybe I will cry a little bit. But, yeah, it's, that is a great, great gift. And, you know, again, I, like I've said before on the podcast, I never thought I was going to be a father, you know, and I never thought I would have feelings for anybody like a father would have for a son, you know. But to have him achieve that against all odds, basically, is really just the only gift I want other than him coming home to me. So, 1 out of 2 ain't bad. I love you, baby boy. I love you very much. So, I thought that, well, before I get into a little bit of what I wanted to do, which is actually kind of a, I'm going to tell you a little story that happened on a Christmas years ago. But before I do that, I just wanted to say that I have talked to Master Raz, and there are, the podcast is happening, so watch for that. And there's going to be a big, big announcement on that podcast. So just keep your eye out for that, because it is happening. And, you know, actually, he said something very he said something very interesting to me on our conversation we had a couple days ago. I'm going to share it with you here. He said, at one point, he said, faggot, I believe in you. I believe in what you're doing, and I believe in you. And I got to tell you, like, as a faggot, you don't hear that very often from an alpha male, you know. And I don't know if I've ever had an alpha say that to me, you know, in the way he did. And I wasn't expecting it. So it kind of blindsided me a little bit. And so I guess that was my Christmas gift from him. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that aside out there. It really meant a lot to me. So anyway, this is going to be kind of a a jumbled 0.5 episode of the podcast. Sorry about that. I'm just winging this one. It's Christmas morning. Get off my ass, okay? Or get on. So I want to tell you a little story, okay, about a Christmas when I was 13 years old. Now, the age of 13 was really a that year of my 13th year was a very difficult year, because I started going through puberty, and I did not take very well to pubic hair at all, okay? Like, I hated having hair growing under my armpits. I definitely hated it on my legs. I couldn't stand it, you know? I discovered masturbation that year, and growing up in a divided religious household, you get mixed messages about sex and sexuality. And, you know, I was told that if I masturbated, I was going to go to hell and all this other stuff, you know, God's going to kill me at Armageddon, all this kind of shit. And so, you know, but I wasn't going to stop. That wasn't going to stop me. So I was jerking off constantly once I discovered the glories of masturbation. And I was like masturbating into everything, like, you know, the typical socks thing. Obviously, every guy has fucked a sock at some point. Pillows, couch cushions, slippers. I had these kind of fuzzy slippers. I don't know. Maybe I was fucked from the very beginning. I had fuzzy, furry slippers. You know, I fucked the hell out of those slippers. Okay, and I fucked my sister's teddy bear. I mean, I was bad, you know, really bad. And actually, I have taken a lot of the stories out of my 13th year and assembled them into a script, and now I'm in the process of adapting it into a book. It's very much like the movie A Christmas Story, combined with a movie like it's like A Christmas Story as told by South Park or something like that. You know, it's very filthy and very screwed up, and it's all true. So there you go. The Christmas episode that I'm going to tell you about here, it happened over at my grandparents' house. My grandparents lived on a big hill that overlooked the Mississippi River, and it, you know, was a little house. There was nothing fancy about it or anything like that. The hill was massive though, and they owned that hill, and you know, they had a bunch of pecan trees and fruit trees, and they were, you know, country folk, you know, for the most part. And we would drive there, you know, for the holidays. It was kind of a longish drive. So we went there for Christmas, obviously. And, you know, my grandparents were, they made big feasts, you know, whenever family was over. So it was like an all-day event of cooking and stuff. And the family was always busy, you know, hanging out and screwing around or whatever. And it was the house was like a ranch-style house, and it had a basement, a finished basement, half-finished basement. And anyway, one Christmas, the Christmas of my 13th year, we were over at my grandma and grandpa's house, and I was, of course, wanting to masturbate the whole time, okay? Like, look, I was 13 years old, you know? And downstairs in my grandparents' house, in the unfinished portion of the basement, you know, they had the washer and dryer and stuff there. And then they also had, inexplicably, they had a giant wooden bin of potatoes, filled with potatoes. They were not potato farmers, okay? I mean, I don't think potato farmers have this many potatoes in their house. It never made any sense to me why they had so many potatoes. They were, you know, of the Depression era and stuff, and so I guess potatoes were a big deal. My family's not Irish. I really don't know. There's no explanation, but we had all the potatoes in Missouri in their basement. So anyway, I'm just kind of adding some color here. It was very earthy smelling in the basement because of all these potatoes. Anyway, I went downstairs while the family was fucking around upstairs, and I was alone. And so I went into that potato room, okay? And I pulled on my pants and started masturbating in the corner, okay, of the potato room. You know, I was getting ready to come, okay, from masturbating, and I didn't want to come on the potatoes, okay? Because my grandma's going to eat them. So I was like, okay, I need to like shoot my stuff in the toilet. Now, there was a little bathroom right outside the potato room in the finished part of the basement. And so I decided that I was just going to scooch on over to the bathroom and shoot into the toilet. Well, I got my pants around my ankles, and I didn't get naked in the potato room, so I had my pants around my ankles, and I had my hard little tiny dick in my hand, and I started scooching out of the potato room door toward the bathroom. It was literally right there to my left. I was 5 feet away, and my dad comes around the corner and sees me standing there with my little hard dick in my hand. And we both stop, and we stare at each other. And then he goes, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Nothing." I turned around, and I scooched back into the potato room. And my dad disappeared, okay? And I didn't see my dad again until dinner time, where he sat there fucking with his food, you know, his mashed potatoes and whatnot, kind of like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where he was just staring at the food and picking at it while he was deep in thought. My dad was doing the same thing, and I was just staring at him the whole time. Now, to his credit, he never said anything to me about that incident, because, believe me, I did not want to talk to him about it. And I don't know if he ever told my mom about it either. I don't think he ever did. My dad is somebody that, you know, anything that's embarrassing or troubling in some way, he just likes to ignore it. You know, let's just not talk about it. Let's just ignore that this ever happened. And I'm totally fine with that. But I'm going to tell all of you in the internet world about this story. And of course, maybe if the book is published, you can read about it at some point. I don't know. But it was a very embarrassing situation. Believe me, it was my worst Christmas. And that's why faggots shouldn't masturbate. Okay, guys? Anyway, well, I hope you enjoyed that little story. I've told all my friends this story, obviously, and you know, the potato room is, all you have to do is to just say the words potato room, and everybody knows what they're talking about because they've heard that story. So yeah, now you can use it too, I guess. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how hard puberty was for me. It was very, very bad. Like, I really envy alphas who just slide right into puberty and everything's great and they have hair and they're manly and they kind of relish it. I hated it. And to be honest with you, like, I really didn't like being tied to this need to masturbate either, you know, even then. You know, I was humiliated by that experience with the potato room, even though it's funny to me, and I get mileage out of it in terms of telling jokes and whatnot, but, like, it's still embarrassing, and I look back and think, gosh, you know, you had no control at all. Like, yeah, so... Anyway, well, I'm going to just close this out. I wish you, your family, and everyone you love a wonderful Christmas and a happy holiday. To baby boy, I love you endlessly, and I can't wait for Christmases with you. We will not have any potatoes at this Christmas celebration. Okay. Anyway, I will let you go. We will be going back to our regularly scheduled programming after the holidays. So take care. I love you. Bye.